This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network from Washington, D.C. and Washington Watch 2026. I'm Dustin Huffman. California's Proposition 12 remains one of the biggest policy fights for pork producers, and now lawmakers are hoping Congress can finally address it through the Farm Bill. We'll hear more from the National Pork Producers Council next.
$400 bill on that pork label is going to be so workable.
In rural Iowa, we know you're sold on your local radio station. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network partners with local Iowa stations to deliver the latest in agriculture news, including grain elevator prices, market reports, and ag policy news. Trusted local voices, trusted ag content. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
The House version of the Farm Bill is heading to the floor this week, and it includes language to repeal Proposition 12, California's law that dictates how pork sold in that state must be produced. Todd Moritz, vice president of the National Pork Producers Council and a Minnesota pork producer, says keeping that language in the bill is critical.
It's hard to be in Washington, D.C. and not talk about the Farm Bill, and specifically for pork producers, Prop 12. Prop 12, right, the way it stands today, was able to come out of committee. We were very thankful to that. Hopefully we can keep it as part of the Farm Bill and be able to progress it because it's that important for pork producers.
Mart says that this issue goes far beyond pork production. If one state can set production standards for farmers across the country, it opens the door for a patchwork of regulations that could impact far more than agriculture. He says the Supreme Court made it clear that this is an issue Congress must solve, and the consequences are already being felt by both consumers and producers.
Yeah, and it's not just about pork production at this point in time. It's about really about individual states with ballot initiatives the way California did, and really creating a patchwork where it dictates how other states have to raise their livestock in order to sell it within an individual state.
All right, and so talk to us about what that Farm Bill is going to have entail, because obviously it went to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said that's a Congress problem. They need to deal with it.
That's exactly right. And so that's what we're hoping, is that Congress will take it to the next level and make sure that we can avoid the patchwork. And when you look at what California, the unintended consequences that happened there, pork prices went up 20%. And so bacon itself went up 16%. Loins went up 32%. And so in a critical time where it's very important that people can get an affordable, nutritious protein, it just had the opposite effect in increased prices and decreased demand for our product.
Mart says that California consumers have already seen higher pork prices because of Prop 12, while producers face major uncertainty trying to decide how to invest in their operations. Many producers are working with aging facilities or trying to determine whether they should remodel, rebuild, or simply avoid selling to California altogether. And that uncertainty hits the small and mid-sized operations especially hard because of the cost of major facility upgrades.
Now, we're very proud of our 60,000 pork producers that we represent and making sure that they can raise the livestock, and they are the welfare for those animals. They don't need somebody dictating the standard in which fits within their operation. And unfortunately, it's going to hurt the small and mid-sized farmers worse because of the capital improvements they're going to have to make with their facilities in order to meet Prop 12 requirements.
Mart says that producers support animal care and welfare, but he says Prop 12 is really about square footage requirements, not better livestock care. He says veterinarians have also raised concerns that some of these mandates may actually create additional risks for the animals. He says that producers should be able to respond to market demand through a free market system, not by allowing one state to dictate how livestock is raised nationwide. And this could open a slippery slope for the rest of the economy. For Profit Matters from Washington, D.C., I'm Dustin Huffman.